What is up, Dolphin fans? Welcome to another Dolphin Collective. Hope you guys are having a fantastic Monday. Like I said in that intro, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about, especially with the next 3 days coming up with mandatory mini camps. We're going to preview that. But real quick, want to shout out everyone who subscribed to the channel. If you haven't yet, please do so. We broke 14,000 subscribers. We are growing fast and quick. So if you're new and you haven't subscribed yet and you like what you see, please hit that button if you like to become
powers.
If you like to become a member, you can hit that join button next to the subscribe button. You get a ton of cool perks there as well. And also we have our show on the podcast formats as well, Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. And a big shout out to the sponsor Prize Picks. You play $5, you get 50 instantly when you use that promo code HMA. We will talk about that later on in the show. I'm pretty sure TD has a nice lineup for the NBA Finals. Knicks and Spurs, baby. Knicks and Spurs. So let's jump into this. Next 3 days, mandatory mini camps. First and foremost, do you guys expect any holdouts? Do you think Brewer is going to hold out? I don't think Brooks will, because if he would have, he would have not been at OTAs. Do you think Brewer is going to be there for the next 3 days, or do you think maybe it was something else that he missed? What, it was the OTAs last week, one of them?
We were only there for one of the three practices last week, so we can't say whether or not he was there, whether or not he participated. He could have been in the building just rehabbing something. This is why I personally do not take attendance during OTAs. Others do.
While doing my job.
It's called voluntary work. I'm not going to penalize or call somebody out for not being there during voluntary work. Even though the culture encourages it, I'm not a person who believes in being forced by the culture to do anything.
Player agent, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. Let me speak directly to A'ron Brewer. Save yourself the $98,000 fine for skipping all the mandatory mini camp. We get what the issue is. Come talk to us. We'll write about it. Show up, do nothing, we good. Don't cost yourself money.
By the way, for the record, no, I did never suggested, implied, insinuated that Brewer wasn't there last week as a form of protest because he's looking for a contract extension. We did notice that he wasn't there, and it is a possibility. And again, it's called, for me, it's called doing my due diligence. And we wound up asking Jeff Hafley before practice on Wednesday why there were a couple of guys who weren't there, including Storm Duck, who I asked about, and got the information that he was dealing still with the aftermath of the knee injury he sustained last year. It's just, again, it's just more information. There's nothing bad about it. There's no conclusions to draw. To answer your question, Doug, I would be surprised if he weren't there this week at the mandatory minicamp.
Now, mandatory minicamp, is it more in depth than OTAs, or is it pretty much the same thing?
It's longer hours. It's for the practice itself, in terms of how the practice is conducted. It's basically an OTA. They're in the facility longer than they would be for an OTA.
And you guys are there all 3 days?
Yes.
Okay. So
that's mandated per the NFL.
Yeah, they wouldn't give us anything voluntarily. No, I'm joking. Maybe not. yeah, even the OTAs, they got to give us a sneak peek. I mean, the NFL isn't stupid. They know how this game is played. They know you could have as much attention. Mandatory minicamps just so happen to be in the NBA Finals week. Oh, gee. Surprise, surprise. June 1st, a trade for A.J. Brown. Just so happens to be NBA Finals week. You know, the NFL's not stupid.
Very interesting. Is there any, I guess we'll go with the first topic, any goals with the mini camp?
No injuries.
That's a goal every day. Allen, isn't it?
Sure, but specific to them for mini camp when they're actually going to be practicing. Yes, that's the goal. Ask the New York Giants with three guys who tore Achilles, how that's worked out for them so far.
Hey, man, the Dolphins are stretching for 20 minutes now, so it's going to make a difference.
This guy gets it.
That means they're going to the Super Bowl. For this guy, that means they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Longer stretching plus Malik Willis equals Super Bowl.
AFC championship. Equation.
AFC championship, you lower your start, your bar.
Yeah, okay. Lower the expectations. All
right. Who are you and what have you done with TD?
Yeah. I wrote a column about 10 things that they have to leave minicamp with, either clarified or experimented with or have an understanding of.
10.
Ten. Yeah, do you know who's your starting safeties?
Yeah.
Who?
Trader.
Ronnie Johnson Jr. and Trader.
It's June 1st.
Yeah, I can tell you. Know who you're starting safety I can tell you with conviction that you're wrong.
He asked me if I knew.
Who you starting quarterbacks? Cornerbacks.
Cornerback? Well, we know
Juju Brent's Chris Johnson.
And that's a good one on the other
and,
side.
And what about your starting edge players?
Chop Uche and Chop.
Okay. What about
you? We have all the answers here. Go ahead, Omar. Go ahead. Ask us a question. We have all the answers.
What about your starting receivers?
Caleb Douglas, baby.
I think it would be Caleb, Tolbert, and Tutu.
Tolbert and Washington.
Oh, Malik Washington. Come on, y'all.
There'll be a rotation between Malik and Tutu. But
Malik is your number one right now. And however you take that, take it.
Hey, he might blossom. That's the one person we don't we be right now.
However you take it, take it.
Yeah.
We sit him as that wide receiver four when who knows, man. He might come out and be a two.
Absolutely. However you want to take it, take it.
All right, I'll take that.
I love the glow in the shine in TD's eyes when he's talking and he gets excited about a player. It's like
I'm excited about this season, Alan. It's something that's new. It's this.
It's new. Exactly. It's new. It's new. It's fresh. It's not good, but it's new. Yeah.
Man, don't say it's not good.
You went to the dollar store and bought some new stuff.
No, I mean, hey, dollar stuff work too. Now
I know they got $5 stuff in the dollar store too.
Hey, listen, I just needed to work for 20 games this year. That's it. Not including preseason.
Okay.
That's right.
Let's see how that works out. Yeah, baby.
Oh, gosh.
To answer your question, Doug, I'm going to take the floor here. It's a continuation of the learning curve the Dolphins under Jeff Hafley had to go through, setting the stage for the start of training camp and working their way towards the start of the regular season. The mini camp goals, make progress, be better at the end of mini camp than you were heading into the mini camp, including, you know, better synchronization on offense, better chemistry between Malik Willis and his receivers, the defense, the young players, more on their P's and Q's in terms of their assignments, pardon me, as they continue to take stuff that they learned in the classroom onto the field, and first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, no injuries. That's where I sit.
Well, my mini camp goal, Doug, is not on the field. It's in the front office. Spend some of that little bit of money we just got. Whatever's left over.
You, the guy who
vehemently cut everybody, right?
I cut everybody, trade everybody. Zach Sealer doesn't deserve a contract. You're spending, you say
no,
spend
money? See, you misunderstand what I mean by that. Those were assets that could have been acquired, like draft picks for the future and stuff. That's why move on from them, get what you can now because they're not a part of the future. But now you have the team that you built. Now put the cherries on top. Go out there and see if you can get some quality veterans that can round the roster out so that they can truly compete this year. Oh. Front office need to do some work with this little bit of money that we have. Go get some veterans that can really help some of these rooms, like the cornerback, like the safety, like the edge.
I would like to address something since we're going to discuss the June 1st money. Mm. Yes, the Dolphins are going to get 20.2 million dollars back from the Bradley Chubb refund for being a June 1st cut. We've been waiting a long time for that, but keep in mind that 9.8 million of that is going to be used for the rookie to sign the massive rookie class, which will feature $110 million worth of contracts. Mm-hmm. Not to say that they're good players, but you got double the size of a regular rookie class, you're going to pay double the price.
But we'll have like 12 million left over, right?
Different numbers. They'll be around like 10-ish or something.
Yeah, that could get you. That could get you about three decent players. But the Dolphins have annual. Usually, this is back when we did business under Tannenbaum and Chris Greer and Don Aponte and the responsible people. They usually keep a surplus of like $8 million for emergencies, for trades, or for late injuries that require a late signee, or for you need to sign the two cornerbacks who ended up starting the season last year, late last season. We're always there's always an emergency fund.
I mean, max out the critical.
They signed 20 free agents, all of them other than Malik Willis, to 1 year contracts worth the minimum or close to the minimum. Do we really think now all of a sudden they're going to break the piggy bank because they got some Bradley Chubb money?
Well, you know how sometimes it'd be that one or two veterans or something that's on the roster or a solid contract that gets cut. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could happen too. They could save
traded
money.
Or traded.
Yeah, exactly. Brewer and Brooks ain't clear yet.
Except they restructured Brewer. They haven't done anything with Brooks's contract, and he still counts 10.9 on the cap. And if they trade him now, starting after 4 p.m. today, they save like $8.3 million on the cap. And I'm not the only one saying this. Spotrac just did a story about like 8 trade candidates now that June 1st has arrived. And guess what? Jordan Brooks is on that list.
I don't know. I don't see that happening. If we go back and we talk about, remember when John Eric Sullivan had his opening press conference and he was talking about the building blocks for the team, and he excluded Jalen Waddle by accident, wink wink. It's the building blocks that he talked about with the exclusion of Jalen Waddle, wink wink, are still here.
Yeah.
Except why have you done anything with this contract when Jordan Brooks' contract, which has like $7.8 million in base salary?
It's not just their choice. Brooks has to agree to it.
Correct. And what if the negotiations have been difficult to this point? To me, again, it's part of the issue is they have to come to an agreement on what he's going to make. Keeping in mind that the Dolphins are not ready to contend just yet. Sorry, TD. And when they do get ready to compete, what's Jordan Brooks going to look like?
I agree with Alan. I'm not paying Jordan Brooks for what I saw him do last year in last year's defense. I would like to pay him for what I'm going to see him do this year in this year's defense.
But it does work that way
because Jordan Brooks is under contract.
But come on, you know good and well.
No, it don't work. Jordan Brooks is under contract. And
so no deal gets done. You see him coming to training camp.
Oh, he says he's coming to training camp.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been at OTAs if
he says he's here. So
they're going to get fined $30,000.
No. What he's referring to is the sit-in, which is you show up but you do nothing.
Yeah.
So, everybody knows you're not. Nobody's getting fined $30,000.
Is he going to sit in though, or is he going to practice? Do you think?
I think he's going. He's going to practice. Jordan Brooks.
If he wasn't, he would enough by now. OTAs.
Then make him play. Then make him play on his last year.
No, except the longer this goes on with him not getting a contract extension, the more unhappy he's going to get. And there may be some point where Jordan Brooks is like, "I'm a team leader right now. I'm a team leader. I'm a great guy. I believe in being out there with my guys." And at some point, he'll be like.
Yeah,
you know what? That's all great.
I'm going to sit down. My ankle.
Let me ask you this question. How often have you heard a player, when he's asked how confident are you that a contract extension is going to get done, and he says it could go either way?
Yeah, that's true.
Which is what Jordan Brooks said when he was asked. That's not necessarily that common.
I personally think it benefits Jordan Brooks to not get an extension from Miami and benefits him to hit the market. He just got to take a risk on himself, and I think he's going to do that.
Dangerous.
It is, but I mean.
See Williams, comma Connor.
Man, that's dangerous.
Listen, we don't. Not every. Think about how many players are playing on their final year of their deal right now. It's going to be.
That we're all pros? Coming off of an all pro season, the max you're probably gonna get in the rest of your career.
All pro, we get into the conversation am I rewarding you for one good season? And that's the same conversation we can have about Brewer, same conversation we can have about Brooks. Do I double your salary because you had one good season for other coaches, not me?
Except this is where I would say, and Mr. Negative over here would say Jordan Brooks was pretty good in 2024.
He was.
He wasn't as good as he was last year, but he was still pretty good.
Okay, actually on the rise.
Was he top five salary linebacker?
No, but he was good.
All right. Well, now he's probably asking for top five salary money.
Yep.
Do they give him top five salary money?
I say no. And I say the same thing with Brewer. Just because people want contracts doesn't mean I have to give them.
Man, Brooks getting traded. He getting traded.
No, I don't think so.
In training camp. Remember, there was still interest. The Cowboys were making the attempt to trade for him. Mm-hmm. They even admitted that.
Having conversations doesn't mean anything's getting executed, but we shall see. I mean, Brewer, I think, is probably under the understanding we're going to figure this out because he took the restructured contract. And keep in mind that when I talk about the emergency money, keep in mind that the Dolphins have squeezed all the juice out of every contract they could possibly. there's no more juice to squeeze. No. So Brooks is the last and only contract. So, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with this $10 million you have of cap space? Are you going to spend it on new players? Or are you going to kind of, I guess restructuring Jordan Brooks would create cap space, and Brewer probably is a wash because you already kind of gave him all his money this year.
Right, we just split it out.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, what would be more valuable to you three, extending Brooks or going to get a Christian Wilkins?
Extending Brooks.
Going to get Christian Wilkins.
You stop here with Christian Wilkins already?
Jeez. Yeah, Christian.
He hasn't played in a year and a half. I mean,
fresh legs. Fresh.
So what?
There you go.
Sure. Do you doubt that Christian's going to be a productive, motivated player next year? You know Christian.
Do I doubt? I have zero guarantee. And right now, what I saw from Jordan Brooks last year was as good, if not better, than anything I ever saw.
You did not answer the question.
Do I doubt? I don't know. But do you guarantee that you're going to get peak Christian Wilkins?
I can't guarantee it, but okay. I would put my money on it.
My point was, which would be more impactful for this version of a team?
Christian Wilkins. Brooks is already here. Why are you signing him when he's already here?
Because if he's not here, that's kind of the question.
I don't think that's an option. I'm not sure.
The question was which one of the two would be more impactful for the Dolphins to have. That's a TD.
Oh, question.
I think it would be Brooks with our defensive tackle situation.
I think it's shoring up the run game because Brooks can make a whole lot of empty tackles 7 yards downfield.
But
you can't stop the run.
I agree with Alan. We don't know what we're getting in Wilkins because he hasn't played football in so long.
And that's why
He was a good player, but was he like, was he Aaron Donald or?
No.
I mean, okay.
But we know Salt and Pepper is a good little dynamo. We know that.
In the past, Omar. Hey, stop living in the past.
When we get together, they make Lowry's.
Hey, I cover the Dolphins. I got nothing but the past.
Oh. No, you got the future. You just don't see it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
So yeah, we talked June 1st money. We jumped ahead a little bit. Chemistry with the wide receivers. That's still something that needs to be built upon. Hopefully we get I don't think we'll get the video. I hope we do get those videos of of Malik working with them? You know how we got it with you
know? You're talking about off season, like every guy's making hype videos, so yeah, you'll get him.
Yep,
hopefully.
Yeah, Malik just don't do things for hype. He do it.
Dude, I've already seen three of them before the OTA started. So
he didn't do it. Y'all had this impression. He's a sculpted god. Like, yeah, these hype videos. It's new. It's new.
Y'all gonna be proud of our quarterback when the season starts. Y'all gonna be proud. Oh, y'all gonna be proud. Y'all gonna really get behind. He gonna do it early too. He gonna do it early. He gonna come out.
I'd rather be surprised than let down.
Okay. With what receivers?
With the ones that we have, because they'll be serviceable enough for him to get them the football and make plays.
All right.
I don't think we have world beaters on this team like Tyreek and Waddle and stuff, but we got guys who can catch the football. Well, Caleb better get his act together, but guys who can catch the football. And that's all he needs, man. When you got a playmaker, that's the element as Dolphin fans, especially, that we keep we don't factor in because we have never seen it. That mobile quarterback, man. That guy when nothing's there, that go pick up them 7 yards and we keep the chains moving instead of punting.
Running it downfield, broken plays. Cool.
Yeah. It's huge though in today's game for every team.
All these teams. The Ross Twins already.
Can we Twins getting it in podcast donated $100. Says thank you. Thanks for all you do. Y'all make the offseason bearable. That's what we're here for. How's the HGH going, Omar?
It's pretty good. I'm feeling great. I go to the gym just about every morning. I came back. I'm lifting a lot more weight than I used to lift. I did bench press 270 pounds last week.
Nice.
And so that's pretty impressive. And most importantly, I am not hurt. I don't feel bad, which is usually the starting point of hard workouts.
You need to get chopped the next day.
No, it's illegal. See? Which is why I don't understand why so many things that are legal in society that are now like heavily moved towards are banned substances or banned medical treatments for guys who basically put themselves through a car crash every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to encourage cheating. So, but I'm cheating. I'm cheating.
cheating if everybody can do it.
So, huh? I lifted my phone a few times. It says I can't.
Back to the topic though, do you guys think this is probably a stupid question, but I'm just gonna pick your guys' brains. The Green Bay Packers wide receiving core versus what the Dolphins have right now, how far off talent wise is it?
With or without Chris Bell?
Well, I'm saying right now. So right now Chris Bell is not on the field.
I'm thinking they're 2 years off. From an experience standpoint, I get where you're coming from.
No.
Green Bay has a wide array of wide receivers that are multifaceted,
mm-hmm.
interchangeable. Nobody's a superstar, but they're all productive players.
Exactly. Yeah.
But would it benefit them to have a superstar? It would, you know, they just traded a couple. Like, if you gave somebody more opportunity, would they elevate themselves? I'm not a huge fan of Green Bay's receivers. I don't know if you are, and I don't think it's the approach because, you know, they coach them well and everybody's, you know, everybody's well-rounded, but I'm not scared of nobody.
Because I bring that up because of, you know, what Malik was able to do. A short sample size, but also the mentality of how Green Bay's offense was that, you know, the defense dictated who got open versus
was able to do. I think we need to define that a little bit better because there.
Go ahead, TD. Floor is yours.
He's on his face. He's like, don't you talk about my quarterback?
There were a lot of broken plays, a lot of scrambles on third down, there were some big boy throws, but not enough for my own personal taste. A lot of red zone efficiency, which is a good thing. And we haven't seen them do a red zone day yet. Mm. And I'm very excited because they can't hide it from us now. So, you know, red zone days when you see touchdown, 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 because it's like basically a quarterback sees it, pulls the trigger, receivers should catch the ball.
Well, because they take 20 snaps from the 5-yard line, eventually some of those will result in touchdowns.
Let's yes.
see how that goes.
I think Kuzmerick get a lot of.
So, we will see it, and we'll tell you what it looks like. I bet you it's probably the last day, unless these guys are totally do things differently, which, you know, they do 20-minute stretches, so maybe they do. They got some long special teams. They got some long special teams periods, too.
These areas matter. Injuries and special teams matter.
I'm not saying that they don't. What I am saying is I've now seen, 6-7 coaches? This is different than what I've seen. And Poupard goes even deeper than me. And maybe it works. I don't care. Dolphins have had injury problems over the last decade or two. If you stretch for an extra 10 minutes and it addresses that, more power to you. Yep. Simple solutions. Maybe some of the complicated problems do require simple solutions.
Well, I do like that Doug brought up the receiving core in Green Bay, because I feel like they're going after the exact prototype. And what that is again, those guys aren't world beaters over there. But Omar brings up an excellent point. They just got 2 more years experience, or a year or two of experience over there. But what it is it's heavily relied on the quarterback to throw a pretty ball. And a lot of these guys, they're not world beaters, but they have a step on their guy. You know, they're not Tyreek Hill getting seven yard separation, but there's times they get the 2 yard separation. And if that ball is beautifully placed, a lot of his big boy throws that you see were tight coverage downfield, but the perfect placement dropped in. That's why that chemistry right now is important. He has to get with those guys. But also what I like about this receiving core, and again, they got to prove it in the NFL, they have a willingness to block at least. You know, these guys will get in the trench. Yeah, some of them, they were actually like Caleb Douglas. Don't go off of how he looks, just like Jacob Rodriguez.
Let me see you do it in the NFL. This is, you're talking about college.
I said that. Ain't nobody trying to.
But
I'm talking about the willingness. You know how many wide receivers play patty cake out there?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to go back
to patty cake out there?
Yeah. You want to go back to Kenny Stills? That's one thing I remember. Wow. Yeah. Oh, yes. That's the one thing I do remember about Kenny Stills in the blocking game. But Caleb Douglas and those guys, they showed a willingness on film in college. And if they do that in the NFL, it could really help.
Okay. It's going to be hard to run the ball when you got 9 men in the box because you got no passing game.
What are you saying with no passing game? We're going to have a passing game because the run game is going to be scary. Got tight ends are going to be coming across the middle.
My biggest concern about this team is that they can't stop the run and that they can't pass on critical downs. And that I know of yet. And I'll be watching. I will be watching. If Malik starts lighting it up on third downs and converting drives and moving the team downfield in the red zone and punching it in for touchdowns.
Well, that's a given.
I'll say, okay, we got something to work with here without the scrambling. I haven't seen that yet, and I'm waiting to see it. We won't know anything about the run stopping. Yeah, I mean, it's 2 practices. I'll get 3 more. We won't know about the run 6 by the time we're done with this whole thing. We won't know about the run stopping until we get to training camp. But right now you can
Even then, because they'll be practicing against each other. We won't know about the run stopping part, maybe a little bit of a glimpse during the joint practices, a little bit of a glimpse during the preseason, and when the regular season starts, then we'll find out.
We gotta know if we have the personnel for it. Like, I'm sorry, if David Ojobu whatever his name is. And whoever the Robert Beal Jr., if these guys don't step up and raise a hand and say, I want to be a run stuffer, are you really trusting Chop Robinson to do it?
Josh Uche.
Josh Uche is like 230.
Max Llewellyn, Mason Rieger.
Who else? Rookies. Love it. Love it.
Seth Coleman, you forgot.
Who? Oh, yes, 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 yes. There is a gentleman named Seth Coleman on the roster. Did he come from Green Bay?
No, he was a one of those guys signed to a reserve future contract.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
These are the guys we're banking on. Yeah.
No, they're not banking on him. Maybe they sign Epinesa. Apparently, I saw had a tryout with the Bears last week. So who knows if that ship has sailed.
He probably don't want to be part of this.
Did meet with Miami. So it'd be interesting.
And he's probably not going to accept what they're offering.
It's like a 1 year, $2 million contract. Because we talked about it before, and that kind of coincides with the post June 1st. And if the Dolphins were to sign a free agent, that's probably like the only guy I could see on the long list of available free agents is.
I got another one who would make sense.
AJ?
Cool. Former Dolphin player as well. Would help you with the edge setting and be a mentor to your.
Emmanuel
Ogba.
Oh, okay.
You can have. I'm going to guess you can have for probably a very small contract.
Yeah, but we knocked him so many years. I agree with you. He could definitely help, but how many years did we knock him for not being great against the run? Not to say that I agreed with it.
Oh no, but again, compared to what they have on the roster right now, I mean,
the run defense isn't the end of the world.
What?
I mean, it's not. It just depends. I mean, it's not the end of the world.
Yes, it is.
Can't stop the run. That's all teams are going to do against you, and they'll have the ball for 33 minutes.
You're not going to be able to do anything if you can't stop the run.
Buffalo had a garbage run defense last year. Garbage.
Yep.
I think they were like bottom five in the league run defense. Gave up over 25 touchdowns.
Yeah, Dolphins were sick last year with better talent.
What happened?
Dolphins were bottom six with better talent.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, we were better than Buffalo last
year. Better talent than what they have this year.
No, better run defense in general. They sucked at run defense. Yeah, that was their Achilles heel.
And that's why Josh Allen was second in MVP voting third in the MVP voting because he was able – the Bills were able to have a good record despite having a crappy defense all around. Forget just the run. They were not a good
defense. Allen, have you ever heard of Malik Willis?
He's not – until proven otherwise, he's not Josh Allen.
That's why so much is riding on him. This is why I'm saying I understand.
He is not a proven player.
I know, but this
he is not even an established player.
What I'm establishing here is the fact that if he does show that he's an established player, we're going to be all right. That's all I'm saying.
A sparkle in the eyes. I wish my wife looked at me. The way you look when you talk about Malik Willis.
You wish your wife told you lies like this?
Oh,
so to told you a dream.
To look at the top 10 teams that could not stop the run last year, you don't want to be in that group. Number one was Cincinnati. Number two was the Giants. Number three was Washington. Number four was the Jets. Number five was Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Number six was Chicago, seven Miami, eight Arizona, nine Atlanta.
So the Bills and the Bears are the only two teams that were able to overcome that. And what do those two teams have in common?
Good quarterback play.
A mobile quarterback who can carry despite. And that's all I'm saying. The rest of those teams, none of them had them except maybe the Cardinals but Kyler, I don't believe it. But That's all it takes. That's the impact of a mobile quarterback who can have some carryability with his mobility, special plays, and that's what I think we're gonna have.
Okay.
For extra points, can you guess who the number one run stopping defense was?
The number one run stopping,
Seattle.
Who?
Seattle.
Nope.
Probably the Broncos.
Nope.
Not Patriots. Oh wow.
Patriots.
Nope.
No.
Texans was really good.
Oh, Texans was very good too.
You guys are like naming like two, three, four, five. You haven't gotten one. I think it's gonna shock you.
Got it. I got it.
You looked it up.
The Chargers. No, nope. I ain't looking up. Not the Chargers?
Nope.
Are they top 10?
Yeah, Chargers were top
10. Jacksonville maybe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars, number one. Ooh. It was Jaguars 1, Broncos 2, Seattle 3, Houston 4, Tampa Bay 5, New England 6, Indy 7, Chargers 8, Chiefs 9, and Ravens 10. You guys were like 2, 4, 6. Like you got them all except for, yeah, the Jaguars were the number one run-stopping defense.
Oh, they were really good on defense last year.
I'm looking to see how much Manuel Agua played last year.
He was on the Jaguars last year.
I don't believe he played a ton.
So that is a name. That is a name.
A lot of teams threw the ball on the Jaguars too.
323 snaps.
20 snaps a game. Interesting.
Got reps.
Before we get into the prize picks, cornerbacks. Now, could you see the Dolphins? I know, you know, we talked about AJ Epineza, maybe even Emmanuel Ogba. Can you see the Dolphins going out and trying to grab a cheap corner?
They got a lot of them.
Yeah.
They got like eight cheap corners.
And they got about 400 of them on the roster. But
that's what I'm talking about. They got like eight corners on the roster. Like Omar, like dudes I've never even heard of. Mike Battle.
I think one of them.
Alex Austin, Marco Wilson, Darrell Baker Jr.
I think the unit is a unit where you can say, let's play with what we got. Yeah, let's find the best combination on the field and work with it. And yeah, I think they're serviceable.
Marco Wilson. And they're all. There's one gentleman in the cornerback room that is below 6 foot, and that's Marco Wilson at 5'11". Everyone is either 6 foot or taller in that
cornerback. I told you, Chris Johnson is the smallest cornerback when we looked at him. I was like, I was surprised.
You saw that pick he got in practice?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Mm-hmm.
Got up there.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So you think they're just going to rock with these guys and shake that
cornerbacks, wide receivers, and running backs and offensive linemen, they go down in training camp. Then you just add whatever you can find. So you got to keep a lot of bodies there. I'm very surprised they're still thin at running back because they
are. Yeah, right. They only have what, four?
They have six.
Six. Who they got? Devon Achane, Donovan Edwards, Ollie Gordon, Anthony Hankerson, Carlos Washington Jr., and Jalen Wright.
NHN. So but the guy they worked out from the Raiders, which may have come because there was, quote-unquote, a recent workout, I'm going to guess it came probably around the same time as they signed Carlos Washington Jr., and he averaged under 3 yards per carry the last 2 years. So let's not think, ooh, the Dolphins should go out and get him.
So who would y'all have as RB2 and RB3 right now?
Right probably now,
last year,
yeah, Ollie and then Wright,
probably or
vice versa.
It's gonna be Wright and then Ollie.
I'd have Ollie and then Wright. I've already seen Wright drop or fight three short passes in the two practices I've seen, and I'm sorry, that's like you can shake your head all you want, Omar, but it's. I'm sorry. If you're an NFL running back, you can't be fighting the ball or dropping passes.
I am not a Ollie Gordon super fan. I'm still waiting to see what Mike McDaniel saw, but it seems like these guys give based on they're given seniority. They're stacking things based on seniority.
Is he really number zero, yep. Ollie Gordon?
Agent Zero.
Dude, that's what he wore in college, but he couldn't get the number because Zach Wilson had it.
I like it though, because Ollie, you know, the big old zero. You know who it is. You don't even have to look at his name. Big old Bo.
You're not gonna worry. He's huge. So you gonna know who he is when he gets on the field.
225. He's the tallest running back we have. Yeah.
Wright is the one that hurt his neck, right?
No,
that's Alexander Madison.
Madison, yeah.
Yeah, which sucked because he was doing really well before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm. He might never play again. I don't even know if he got cleared yet.
I know, it's horrible.
Yep.
No, okay. He was talking after the season of like there was a moment he thought he might be paralyzed. It was like, I mean, that was nasty. And if you saw the play, if you remember the play against the Bears, I mean, he landed on his head. I mean, it was like, oh, Ouch.
He was really starting to run the football too. He looked good at camp.
When they put pads on, he was bowling people over.
Yep.
It's unfortunate.
One more question. I'm just picking your guys' brains at this point. The rookie. Fourth round rookie. My brain is not working.
Lewis.
Yes. Is he dual rolling at safety and inside linebacker?
We can't tell you.
I'm only saying because I looked at the safety room. I looked at the safety room and they have Jalen Tolbert listed as a safety / inside linebacker. Jordan Tolbert as both.
We can't tell you. We're not telling you.
Because they're not telling me. God dang it. Let's see. Are they telling me? No, they just have him at inside linebacker. Mm-hmm. They have Trey Moore at edge / inside linebacker.
He's a linebacker. There's a lot of things.
Smallish.
They're hiding something with that Kyle Lewis. They got something planned with him.
No, they don't.
I have a question about this team though in the Dolphins. Pick y'all brain on this. You know how we're rebuilding and we're getting all these young players, right? Mm-hmm. What if we had an opportunity to get a generational veteran at edge?
Oh, you're talking about Myles Garrett?
Yeah, like what
he ain't coming here. Myles Garrett is cherry picking his situation.
I'm surprised he went back to Cleveland after he said the money wasn't the problem, and then all of a sudden the money was.
They guaranteed a whole lot of money. Once that money's guaranteed, you can take that contract wherever you want to go.
But his big thing was, I don't care about the money. I want to.
And then they gave him the money.
And he was like, I love it here.
I think he was just locking that money in, and now he's. Yeah, let's move on.
When you are a player of his caliber, and it falls into the same thing when we had Jalen Ramsey, you can squeeze the team sack as much as you want, and what they gonna do?
Be gentle, at least.
But my point is, what if he did?
I heard you, Doug.
It's just the truth. Like, what you think? Tyreek just deserved a contract extension?
Nor did Ramsey.
You're a player of that stature. You could squeeze it.
Bye bye. Say bye bye. There's no I in team. There is me, but there's no I in team.
So if he wanted to come, though, I'm asking you, if he was okay with it, does that fit with the Miami Dolphins need to truly consider?
How many first-round picks you giving
exactly.
up?
Exactly.
Three?
No. Yeah. I give up three for a quarterback. I give up three for Lamar Jackson.
Only 30?
I'm not giving up three for a pass rusher.
Why do I think that caliber Miles Garrett player? Was going to retire soon?
It doesn't matter.
If you're going to get 20 sacks a season.
We once had the best defensive player in the NFL at one time, and Ndamukong Suh. Did he make a difference?
The most, I don't know.
Super Bowl, right? In Dominican
with the Rams. It didn't make a difference.
Sue ain't Myles Garrett,
huh?
Sue ain't Myles Garrett.
It don't matter. It's Myles Garrett is not coming here. Two, he's not worth three first round picks.
That would literally take everything that they have shown they're going to do and everything that they are saying they're going to do and throw it right out the window.
What if it was two first round picks?
No.
They might need a quarterback next year.
We're going to need an edge next year. Either way.
How many games does Myles Garrett make the Dolphins better?
Three.
Four. 20 sacks a game? Do you know how many times they lost games 13-10 and stuff like that because of his impact?
Jalen Phillips. Breaks my heart. This is why I don't get...
He would make a huge impact. He would make a massive.
We would have beat the Chargers if that was Myles Garrett. And I don't think we would have beat the Chargers. And I think Justin Herbert would have been injured for a few games if that was Myles Garrett.
Or
it was a free shot.
The Chargers would have doubled Myles Garrett instead of single blocking Jalen Phillips.
That would have hurt.
Ain't nobody stopping. There's
absolutely nobody on this team that you double or give extra attention to offensively.
That's why you need one.
That's just not what they're doing right now.
Who's that player for Seattle, TD?
Ooh.
Hmm? Who's that must double player for Seattle?
The linebacking core.
That's just a great.
His name. His first name is linebacking, and the last name is core.
But you know what, Alan? Seattle's full of 7 and 8s up and down. I was
going to say something else. Correct.
And that's what the Dolphins are trying to build. That's what the Dolphins trying. Particularly, we were talking about the wide receivers before. That's what Green Bay has. Green Bay has a lot of good wide receivers, good solid BC plus wide receivers. They don't have the A. The Dolphins last year had 2 A's and a whole bunch of.
Come on. Season. An A and a B.
Waddles, or let's say
Waddles has never been an A.
Tariq is an A and a whole bunch of C minus.
We have first for him.
Waddle was an A minus. Yeah, he did. Waddle was an A minus at one point.
Think about that in regards to the AJ Brown trade, because
is it happening here?
New England is.
Breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Adam Schefter, the Browns are finalizing a trade to send Myles Garrett to the Rams.
Of course,
just happened. As we're talking about it.
Of course, he's cherry-picking where he's going.
And the Browns are getting back Ed's Jared Verse and a 2027 first-round pick and other draft pick compensation still being negotiated, but that's Adam Schefter. We could have sent Chomp. We could have said.
Nobody was fooled, but nobody won. No, stop it. And other compensations. I need to know. He understand Myles Garrett. This is not a let's just make them some offers. And Myles Garrett was like, yeah, send me there.
Mm-hmm. He's waving his no trade clause, which basically tells you he was going to go where he wanted to go.
Man, the Rams the favorite now over there. Seattle can sit down.
You'd have to look at that roster. I don't, the Rams are always taking a we're going in approach, but to get rid of Verse.
This man,
that's a young talented player.
Verse is a nice player.
He's a nice player.
Probably so upset.
But they're trying to take advantage of this Stafford window of retirement that's looming. So they're gonna go get a Myles Garrett over a Verse any day.
Although they have Ty Simpson coming up, so I think we all know that TD. You think he's gonna be like the most awesome quarterback?
Yeah, of course. But they with what they know, this is the right move for the Rams. They got to go for it now. Verse is nice.
That's fair, but. Every team should be thinking about, and sorry, every team that's not rebuilding should be thinking about going for it now. Like the Eagles, I wouldn't be surprised if they signed Stephon Diggs. They clearly need some wide receiver help. They need an alpha receiver once they get rid of AJ Brown.
They signed Elijah Moore. They signed Hollywood Brown. They drafted Mekhi Lemon. They traded for somebody else. The guy from the they picked up somebody else. I mean, they stacked up in the offseason.
Elijah Moore does it for you, huh?
No. But Mekhi Lemon's a first-round pick. They have Devontae Smith on the other side. It's not like their wide receiver room is barren.
Barren. It's not like the Dolphins room. Okay, I got you. I get the point that you're making.
I was trying to be polite, and then, of course, you come in here and go.
We're not barren.
Damn. Jared Verse.
He now you consider he's probably going to be trying to get the first thing out of Cleveland. So
he's born in Ohio. He's from Ohio.
He probably wants to go back home now.
you born in Ohio, you get a little taste of LA. Trust me, you want to get out of Ohio.
Nah, he from Dayton, Ohio.
Is he? Yeah.
And he has
making that up, and you know it.
No, I know Verse.
Oh, okay.
He had no option either. They sat him down and they were like, "Listen, we are sorry, but we are sending you to Cleveland."
Who was it that you said? Oh, Jarvis Landry said Gase used, and I do know this is a fact. Gase used to threaten to send people to Cleveland and trade them to Cleveland, and that was absolutely Gase.
And that's what they did with Jarvis.
Yep. Yep.
Miss Landry.
Anyway, let's get into some prize picks.
Yes, this is going to be easy, man. I did something very smart, in my opinion, at least. We shall see. I did a two-pick power play because the NBA Finals starts on Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, and I think it's smart to ride with the stars, okay? Jalen Brunson, 25.5. I have his over, and Victor Wembanyama, I have his over 27.5. Until I see how these teams actually match up and how they play, I'm going to hold off on everybody else to wait after game one to see how they're actually trying to attack each other. But you can ride with the stars, okay? Quick $20 to pay $60. But guess what? If you play $5, you get $50 instantly in lineups using code HMA. But as I always let you all know, make sure that you play responsibly. If you can't play responsibly, it's something you want to think about. But there are resources on the site that can help you with that as well. Dolphins Collective, official sponsor, Prize Picks. Supporting them is supporting us. Thank you all.
Listen, so good at that. Put your money on Spurs and Wemby. This is we're officially entering the Wemby era.
Wemby.
Man, we're working with monks.
I agree.
Last time the Knicks won a championship was 1973.
Mm-hmm.
The last time the Dolphins won a championship.
Stop, the
1973.
Oh, the signs are there. It's all there. Nope.
Hey, I said AFC championship game.
now you're lowering the bar. Now you out here lowering
the bar. Y'all, we haven't even seen them yet. Y'all need to calm
down. I'm always yawning. I'm there with you, man. Says, I know this is an episode or two late, but Big Pink is another diner in Miami.
Where's Big Pink? Yeah.
Hold on. You know what? I think I remember. Hold on. Wait, I think I remember.
Nah, it's too late, Alan.
I'm not as smooth as you are. I have to be honest with you.
Nah, it's off of 79. Y'all know that.
157 Collins Ave.
Nah,
ain't nobody going to Collins. Nobody's going to
South Beach. Made up a highway, Alan.
nobody goes to South Beach anymore. Like, are you crazy? Yeah. Only tourists go to South Beach.
Oh, look who's back. Leno TV.
Hey, Leno.
He said, it's over, TD and Doug. Finn season is over before it starts. Pack y'all up all the way up, son. 5-12, worst receiver room in the league. Malik ain't Lamar.
And you're talking about receiver rooms?
Right. I don't know why I'm being lumped in here. I said the Dolphins 5-6 wins right now, so I don't know why Leno is putting me in there.
Leno, if we win 5 games, at least 2 of them will be against your Buffalo Bills. How about that? It almost went down that way last year. I'm just saying, until Tua threw that pick.
You know, Bills fan is taking shots at a wide receiver room. Really?
I know that exactly. Stop.
Really?
Keon Coleman.
Yeah, interesting choice.
Call of Duty. Sorry, I'm a child. I got my ticks for Vegas. What should I do there?
Oh, definitely. You should see a show. It's a concert. I hear the Spear is good. I've never been. Make sure it's a show that don't go Cirque Soleil, because I've fallen asleep in that one. they've got many, but I did not enjoy it.
Red Rock Canyon. Red Rock Canyon, if you like hiking.
Are y'all been to Vegas before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vegas.
I've never gone.
Go late night parties. Good. If you're a party person.
Say all that and don't say the
beach and pool parties in the day. Find a nice hotel that has a good pool party.
No casino.
I'm not a gambling person, to be honest with you. I don't like giving away my money. Same thing with strippers. I'm not a.
You're not a gambler, but you've been waiting on two all this. Never mind. I'm
done. Jeez Louise. Ian said, "Show me the money." Happy June 1st to all who celebrate. What do you think we'll use this money for? This is why I'm going to go back to popping up donations when they come, because we kind of addressed this, but. If you guys had, just to answer the question, if you guys had to put a percentage on the Dolphins adding at least one veteran.
You got to give me a timetable.
Before the start of training camp.
They go out.
They will have one or two players, but it's not going to be somebody of major renown.
I agree. They're going to add one or two players. They're going to look at this roster. teams, after they finish their offseason program, they look and with the scouting department and coaching staff, and they have honest conversations about where they are. They'll say, do you have confidence that Chop gets at the edge? Everybody will vote no. And then they'll go address it and figure in, you know, or say, oh, you know, we're looking a little thin at nickels at the nickel spot or at the slot receiver spot. And what's the plan? And if they don't have a good, respectable one, they'll address it.
We keep talking about Chops and the edge. Who's the other edge?
Exactly.
I looked up the last two Junes, for example, to see what the Dolphins did. Last year, they made two moves in June. Number one was make official the retirement of Teron Armstead by putting him on the reserve. And they did sign one player last June. It was Ben Stille, the defensive tackle. And Omar's going to go, who? Ben
Stille, defensive I remember. Tackle.
The year before, they signed two players in June. One of them was Marcus May, who was a safety who had been around the league. He was at low price. And Omar, your buddy, our friend Calais Campbell, signed in June two summers ago. But the Dolphins were in a lot different place at that time. They're
more competitive and building differently.
They could definitely benefit from a Marcus May signing. Not exactly Marcus May, but
like a Jabril Peppers. Like that.
Yeah, correct. Somebody like that.
Because Jabril signed with the Steelers for 1 year, $1.2 million. Jabril Peppers?
Oh, he did? Okay.
1 year, $1.2 million?
That's what he did with the Steelers last year. So.
Yeah, I mean, the Jabril Pepper could help you here.
But is he a progress stopper?
Yes, of course he is.
Who is problem? Whose progress are you stopping? Yeah. There's nobody in here.
No, we'll talk about safety.
Oh, okay. Oh, Peppers. What about Kamara? We don't talk about him.
Who?
Muhammad.
What about him? He's with Tampa Bay.
Where is he?
He was with Tampa Bay.
He got waves. He's with Tampa Bay.
Really? I'm like, man, whatever happened to him?
He wasn't good.
JT Tillman says,
he was like Chop without the explosion.
How big is the cuts being a week early? They, like we talked about last week, they knew who they were getting caught going into the final.
Yeah, teams cut that weekend anyway.
And it's not a week. It's 2 days.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday instead of the Tuesday. So
yeah, the teams would start cutting Saturday after their exhibition game.
Yep.
It's just making it more official, making it a formality.
Then it's the most dead part of all football, the 2 weeks before the opener.
That's why I'm glad we're starting on the West Coast. Leave early.
Shut your mouth. That's like my last break of life before the season starts.
Go on vacation real quick in the West Coast.
Like, damn.
No, so seriously, that is
Disney really, World for
people think it's the off season, like in the summer, like June and July. But the deadest part of all football is right after those cuts. That like nothing is happening. It goes zero dark 30. Like
quick to everyone.
No, they actually make some moves, and the deadest part is the last couple of weeks of June, the first couple of weeks of July.
Real quick to everyone in the chat, we already talked about the Garrett to Rams. Go back like 15 minutes. As soon as it broke, we already talked about it because everyone's like,
yeah.
Proposing
that we trade for Myles Garrett, we have not been
literally like TD brought up.
I felt something was moving. Didn't know if it was
something in the force. He was like, it
wasn't your mouse.
You beat me to it. I was gonna say it. I was like, yeah.
Before we get out of here, I do want to shout out Tom Grassi. If you guys don't know who he is a Green Bay Packers YouTuber. He also covers the NFL. He does a 30 and 30. And he's doing it again. So he's going to 30 stadiums in 30 days, and he does it to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. I'll put the link in the chat. But this year he's doing it that teams, you can go in there and you can donate, and then you can say like what team you're donating for. And, you know, I've been talking about it. I've been pushing for the Dolphins fans to do it. I have it on my channel, everything. And when I first initially talked about it, we were 20th ranked. Right now, the first fan base is the Chiefs. They've already donated $45,000. then it's the Broncos, Packers, Bengals, 49ers, and Seahawks are your top six. When I talked about it, the Dolphins are 20th. We right now are 16th, donating $1,498. So if you can, I put the link in the chat, go donate. It's for a very good cause, and it shows that we have the best fan base in the NFL. And he will be in the Miami area if you want to go on June 8th. And the more money he raises, the more crazy things he does. So like we were talking about Vegas, if he raised $25,000 before he got there, he was going to sky jump off the Strat Hotel. And he's already raised $141,000. So he is going to be jumping off the Strat Hotel. And if he gets to $1 million, he will get a tattoo. I want him to join the club and grab himself a tattoo. So thought I'd shout out a very good cause with Tom Grassi. And let's get that Dolphin donation up. Tua's first job is being a father and a husband. Football is third. And that's for everyone.
I didn't know you had some Dolphins tattoo on your TD. And I father. With a Steelers tattoo and the Chargers tattoo. And,
hey, Omar, I saw your calendar, that Falcons tattoo on the way. I saw it.
Can I respond to this guy here, please? Wrong. Being a father and a husband is not a job. Seriously.
Yeah,
not a job. Give me a break.
It's a responsibility.
It's a release for me.
It's not a responsibility. I'm not a father to my kids because it's a job.
It's a pleasure. How about that?
I actually agree with Tua. Your Tua. Profession is job number three.
Shocker. So of course you do.
For me, it's a release from all the hate that I get on this panel from the three of you. Wait, attacking me all the time. Like
your kid gets older, bastard. Shower you in hate.
Just what are you trying to point to, TD? Huh? What are you trying to point to?
Both of y'all.
Wow.
But we do appreciate everyone. Like I said in the intro, we broke 14,000 subscribers. We love all of you, even the ones that don't love us back. Without you guys watching, following.
Your haters watch just as much as people who love you.
Yep, yeah. Even harder.
Yeah, even harder.
Trust me on that. Trust me on that. But go show support to Omar Kelly. Writes great articles at the Miami Herald. Alan Poupart, great articles at Miami Dolphins on SI. Go support TD on his many channels, all covering every NFL team. Go to youtube.com/TDFidsTalk. But he does have the Roundtable Sports, where he does, in fact, put together a great combination and group of different people to cover every NFL team. Do you have them all, or are you missing some?
We have every team for the divisional shows, and we have about 12 for the individuals, and we just brought in 8 interns for the company. So
go support, and you can check me out, youtube.com/DougLeeDoWrong. Apparently, I was informed during the show that we are still doing 3 shows up until June 15th. So you will see us again probably Wednesday.
So we'll take you all the way through OTA's final week.
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So we will see you guys Wednesday. We out, Cub Scout.
Malik!